No man, we are all, no man is spiritual. So what did sin do to Adam? He died spiritually, that means he lost fellowship with God. He died physically, the result of spiritual death is he lost fellowship and he was not able to communicate with God. He lost ability to become righteous before God. Now, if you turn with me to Ephesians chapter, we saw Ephesians 2:1 that Adam was spiritually dead. Okay, you don't have to turn with me. Now, the true result of spiritual death is man is totally depraved. That means in man there's nothing good. There's nothing good in man. It means his body sin, that's why we get old. His soul is affected with sin, that's why he is corrupted by sin. Job chapter 14 verse 4, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. You can write it down, and also we are all what I'm preaching here will be on it, and it will be in our sounddoctrine.net. You can download everything, so you can get it back. Job chapter 14 verse 4 says, "Who can think out of unclean?" No, nobody. Job 15:14 says, "What is man that he should be clean, that he is born out of a woman, that he is right?" Nothing. John chapter 3 verse 6 says, "That which is born of..." Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things, death and know it." Even we are deceived by our own heart. Romans 6:17 says, "God, that you are once slaves to sin." Romans 7, "Dwells in me, that in my flesh, nothing good," Apostle Paul said. Romans 5, Matthew 15:18, Jesus said, "But what comes out of the mouth proceeds the person. Out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality. That's what defiles a person." Jesus said, even if you look at a woman, you committed adultery. We see the result of sin and we say, oh, he's the result. But God sees the motive of sin. He already sees that you have sinned because he's God. Now, so beloved, depravity, it is impossible for man to get saved. It is impossible. Then we can get saved is by the grace of God alone. No righteousness in us. We are talking the righteousness from nothing. From the perspective of God's standard. God's standard. Everyone is a sinner. Why we are sinners? Because one is have inherited Adam's sin. So since birth we become sin. We are sinners. Even a little baby talk like that. Wait till the baby can talk a little bit. The first thing they say is no. Don't touch that, but they want to touch it. Just the opposite. That's because. And Romans chapter 3. What then, are we any better off? Not at all, for we have already charged both Jews and Greeks are under sin. As it is written, none, Paul says, not one. Just imagine, he is no, not one person. How else can you eat that? Then he says, verse 11, no one understands. Nobody, God. Now, of course, you might say, well, you know what? I sought the Lord, but you did not seek God. God sought you. When Adam sought God, he was running away from God. Who sought Adam? God is the one who came with. Sin is like, you know, when you go and rob a bank. The thief probably do is he will run away from the police. He will not go to the police and say, here, all the money, I've sinned, and here it is. That's what sin does. All have turned aside, verse 12, Romans, all have turned aside, together they have become worthless. No one does good. How many times you saw in this passage, no one is good, not one. Nobody understands. The man without the Spirit cannot accept the things that come because they are foolishness to him. In these words, in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, they are all together, everyone, and so forth. Then clearly than this, with repetition, T.H. Spurgeon, many, he was apostles. C.S. Spurgeon said on the total depravity, "Oh, the depravity of our nature. Some doubt whether it is total depravity, a worse adjective than that." Spurgeon is saying total depravity is than that. There is no word in human language, he goes on to say, of the enmity or hatred of man to God and his Savior. Now, that's what I want to show you on total depravity. The first thing we need to be, because of original sin, inherited sin, we are helpless creatures. You know, only way we can adore God is only by His grace. We can say, "Lord, I'm a miserable, pitiful, naked, wicked sinner." You only by the grace of God. Now, we're going to continue. A fallen man can come to Jesus if he's totally okay. We establish your faith. Now we establish our point that he is spiritually dead. Spiritually dead, can he come to Christ on his own? He's not spiritually dead, he is sick. Maybe he can kind of come to Christ, right? Another way, Christ is used to express in living what it means is come by me, our righteousness, our self-righteousness, then flying to the right. That is coming to Christ. Now, coming to Christ, there's no problem. People can come to Christ. There's no physical problem. When I say problem physically, they are physically very healthy. Mentally very healthy. They have hands, they can walk. Physically no problem, they can come to Christ. Problem does not lie in the body or physically or in the mind. It's in our soul corruption. Our nature corrupted, that we are dead in our sins, so the natural man cannot come. Support. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. I'm saying here, natural man is not seeking God. Philippians chapter 2. Saying, "For all seek their own, not the things we..." And we saw in Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and so on and so forth too. And also, we'll be getting into these scriptures later more. Verse 44, Jesus said, "No one can come to me without sin, and I will raise him up at the last day." Because the fallen man is spiritually dead, fallen man, 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "The God of this world has blinded the unbelievers' minds, and he's deaf to the things of God." And Jeremiah 17:9 says, "Our heart is this." So we are bondage to sin, slaves to sin, come to God because we are dead in our spiritual condition. But also, he has no affection to God, not true love to God. But we are born again, not before. He has no affection, natural means, but he cannot love his enemies. He will hate his enemies. So the natural man towards God, Romans 8:7. Enmity means there's a hatred to God. Okay, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. So he cannot truly love now. If the natural man is good and he has that, when you are a pastor on Sunday morning preaching, why is that the whole time? If he's very good, if he's holy and he loves the Lord, why he doesn't say, "I want to hear, I want to hear"? How many times it's so difficult to witness because of God? They want to hear all fleshly stuff. Lord, how many times you have your fellowship coming, but if you go to the assembly morning, it will be packed on a Sunday morning. Why? The man does not see the things of God unless God will see him as a grace.